Warmer weather means relaxed attitudes, a good thing, but sometimes that means increased opportunity for theft. Pickpockets and opportunistic petty criminals abound in summer. One of the nastiest shocks is the loss of a wallet or purse. They contain crucial information such as licenses and government and financial documentation. Replacing those documents is always a lengthy and frustrating process. I hope you don't, but if you need to replace your documents, I recommend this handy list, which we've adapted from the Service Canada website. This list could be indispensable in guiding you as to what to do and in what order if you're one of the unlucky ones whose information goes missing. Step 1. First, call your bank or financial institution to report your missing debit and or credit card. Step 2. Call the local police to report your information lost or stolen. Step 3. Cancel your non-bank related credit cards. You can find these customer service numbers online. Ideally, you'll have this information stored in your personal files. You may also try calling a friend or family member with the same company's card and ask them for the 1-800 customer help number listed on the back. Step 4. Replace your driver's license. Your first step in doing this is to contact SGI or your provincial agency for instructions. Step 5. Replace your birth certificate. ID, such as driver's license, is needed to do this, in which case you must wait until you receive your new license. To find out what is required, contact your provincial Ministry of Vital Statistics or in Saskatchewan Information Services Corporation at 866-275-4721. Step 6. Replace your citizenship certificate. Printable forms and information are available at www.cic.gc.ca. Search the phrase lost documents for guidance. Step 7. Replace your health card. To do this by contacting your provincial Ministry of Health. You'll need Step 7. Replace your health card. Do this by contacting your provincial Ministry of Health. You'll need two or more pieces of ID in order to apply. Driver's license and birth certificates are acceptable. Step 8. If you've also lost your passport, you need to report this to Passport Canada, 819-997-8338, as soon as possible. If the passport is still valid, you will be required to reapply and have more photos taken. You'll also need to provide proof of citizenship, as well as statutory declaration of loss. Step 9. To replace your social insurance number, SIN, card, it is best to report it to Service Canada in person. Bring along your birth certificate, Canadian citizenship card, or work permit. If the name on your documentation is different from that on your passport, you must provide proof of the change, such as a marriage certificate. If you live too far from an SC branch, call 800-206-7218 and choose option number 3. Once you've worked through the process of replacing your documents, photocopy each one and keep the copies in a safe place at home. This will make the process of replacing them easier by far if you should ever need to do so. I'm Gary Breitkreutz, Member of Parliament for Yorkton Melville, wishing you a good day.